USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A federal ruling on whether a moratorium against evictions imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is legal is expected this week. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is expected to rule by Thursday. The court has given the Justice Department until 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday to respond. A judge on Friday refused landlords' request to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, though U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich ruled that the freeze is illegal. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a new national terrorism bulletin warning of a heightened threat environment across the United States as the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks approaches. The bulletin warning that both foreign and domestic threat actors are increasingly using the internet to spread their violent extremist narratives and promote violent activities. This is USA Radio News.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.